We started talking about the halachas of Mitzvahs Adayim L'Suda. So how much does a person have to eat in order to be chayav to wash and Mitzvahs Adayim for the Suda and to say a bracha and to Mitzvahs Adayim for the Suda? So the Shulchan Aruch brings, so there's an opinion that says that you only chayav to wash, and therefore you only would make a bracha when you wash if you're going to eat a kebeya of pas. You're going to eat a kebeya of bread, so then you have a chayav to wash. If you eat less than a kebeya, you do not have to wash. This is a machlokes rishonim, and he brings other rishonim and say, no, even less than a kebeya, a person has to wash. And therefore, he says, a person eats less than a kebeya of pas, if he's planning to eat less than a kebeya of pas, so then he should wash without a bracha. We mentioned before that the size of a kebeya of pas is one large slice of rye bread is basically the size of a kebeya of pas. A person's going to be eating less bread than that, he plans to eat a small amount of bread, he should wash without a bracha. Now, the next step that Shulchan Aruch talks about it, what about if a person's going to eat less than a kezayis? A person's going to eat less than a kezayis of pas. Does a person have to wash in that situation? Obviously without a bracha. So Mishnah Berurah raises this question, the Shulchan Aruch talks about it, Mishnah Berurah talks about it, that the Bach, the Gra, and others say that a person who eats less than a kezayis of pas does not have to wash. However, he points out from the tour in Hilchos Pesach by the Seder, when we wash our hands for peiros, which we wash for karpas, we eat less than a kezayis when we wash our hands, which means the tour is being makriya, like the opinion that you eat less than a kezayis, you still have to wash your hands, obviously without a bracha. So the Hakra of the Mishnah Berurah comes out. Interestingly enough, it's a very interesting historical note. This is one of the cases where the Mishnah Berurah added a later note in the Mishnah Berurah. In Hilchos Matilas Yadayim, he writes that a person does not have to wash unless at a kezayis. He adds a note later on. He says, later on, I realized that the tour in Hilchos Pesach is passing a lot like that, that the minhag is to wash, even less at a kezayis, a person would wash. Obviously, without a bracha. So that would mean, for example, if a person, by mistake, the night of the Seder, it made a bracha when he washed for karpas. If he eats less than a kezayis, he's definitely saying a bracha levatol. If he eats a kezayis, he's saying a bracha, at least according to some opinions, he's supposed to say that bracha. The minhag by karpas is to eat less than a kezayis. So what's better in that situation, to eat less than a kezayis and not say bracha achrona, which is what we do, or to eat a kezayis, eat less than a kezayis and not, with the tilsadayim, the bracha that he made, a bracha levatol, or eat a kezayis and not say bracha achrona on the kezayis? So I think in that situation, it's better a person should eat a kezayis. I want to point out one other halacha about eating bread less than a kezayis. There's some schools that say they want all the children to bench together. Everybody wash, everybody benches. It's a good way to make sure that everybody's saying the bracha achrona. So they require all the students to wash for lunch. Now, the kid washes because they have to wash. He says it all at his time because you have to say tzedayim. And he eats less than a kezayis because he really doesn't want to eat bread. So Mishabura Paskins, if you eat less than a kezayis of pas, the halacha is that you're not moitzi anything else in the bracha rishona or bracha achrona. So if a person eats less than a kezayis of pas, he said amotzi on the, you say amotzi on less than a kezayis, you have to say bracha rishona on your tuna fish and on your apple and anything else you're going to eat, you must say a bracha rishona, because that the halacha that pas covers all other foods only applies to a kezayis of pas. If a person eats less than a kezayis of pas, the hamotzi does not cover other foods. Not in the bracha rishona, and obviously not in the bracha achrona. You can't bench in that situation. So a person is going to be eating less than many times children they take a little piece of bread out of the middle because they like the soft part, and that's it. So that is not a kezayis. They need a bracha rishona all of the foods that they're going to be eating, and they need a bracha achrona, the correct bracha achrona for the appropriate foods that they're going to be eating. Have a good morning.